This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Today is expected to be the busiest day of the long July 4th holiday for air travelers, but the airlines have been wrestling with bad weather, staffing challenges, and the big crowds. Flight delays and cancellations have been frustrating some passengers. The AP's Julie Walker.
Diane Brown has been delayed 2 days trying to get home to Florida and calls it a disaster.
They keep canceling everything.
Huge crowds, bad weather, inability of some airline crews to reach their scheduling offices, even a Delta jet that made a belly landing in Charlotte have all contributed to the mess.
If you're traveling by car for the long holiday weekend, gas is $3.54 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. That's 4 cents less than a month ago. A year ago, gas was $4.86 a gallon, says the AAA. And then there's that smoke from Canada.
Canadian officials say more smoky, hazy air from the wildfires in Canada is expected to drift over the U.S. in the coming days. Smoke has largely hung over the Great Lakes region, but it has reached south to Missouri and Kentucky.
The AP's Donna Warder reporting. Dangerous heat is still baking the southeast. 13 people have died in Texas, one more in Louisiana. And in the west, temperatures could get close to 110 degrees in the Central Valley of California. That from the National Weather Service. In France, despite President Macron's calls for calm, protesters angry after police shot and killed a 17-year-old during a traffic check, set cars and public buildings on fire in Paris suburbs, and unrest spread to some other French cities and towns. The clashes first erupted on Tuesday night in and around the Paris suburb of Nanterre, where the teenager was killed. The Yankees' Domingo Germán pitched a perfect game last night, retiring every Oakland batter in an 11-0 victory over the Athletics. This is AP News. Now to Mississippi farms and wages. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Several Mississippi farms have been ordered to pay overdue wages for favoring immigrants over local black workers. The U.S. Labor Department says 44 farms in the Mississippi Delta exploited local black workers by hiring white laborers from South Africa and then paid them more than the local black employees for the same type of work. The department says that employers in one of the poorest areas in the country denied a large number of marginalized farm workers their lawful wages and in some cases violated the rights of U.S. workers by giving temporary guest workers preferential treatment. The 44 farms have paid more than $505,000 in back wages for 161 workers, plus nearly $342,000 in civil penalties. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.